day without Shannon, like a day, well, like a meat pie without Soot.
Okay, we're on, and I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Today is January 11th, the time is 10:06. Roll call, please.
Congressman Supernov?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Is joining us by phone, and we're trying to get her situated. It's not on speaker yet, but we're gonna get it there.
Congressman Mason?
Is out with a doctor's appointment for his wife Ramona. He let us know he wouldn't be able to be here.
And Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present. Next item on the agenda is prayer.
Donna, will you say our prayer this morning, please?
Father, we just come to you today. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercies and your grace that are new every morning. Father, I ask that you give us wisdom, give us insight into the decisions that need to be made today. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes. Why are you bringing those in here?
Motion to approve the minutes of December 19th as presented.
Second.
Motion on the table with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is construction. We're going to have to move that because I don't think I've heard back from executive. We sent the... Well, you made a motion in the last meeting to Cuggy. You made a motion in the last meeting to send everything to Tammy Leeper.
Resend it.
Yeah, we sent it.
No, I rescinded the motion of October 6th.
Yeah, but then we made another motion to move forward and go through the process that everyone else goes through for construction.
I guess Councilman Edwards made that motion.
Okay, let me follow up with that. I can't remember when's our next meeting?
25th.
The 25th of this month?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll get back with that. Okay, next item on the agenda is payables. We have one for John Hancock in the amount of $1,755.10, which is our 401k.
Motion to pay payable of $1,755.10 to John Hancock.
Is there a second?
Which one are you talking about?
John Hancock, that one. For the 401ks.
John Hancock. Mm-hmm. What's that for?
401ks.
Oh, that's just our portion?
Yeah.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. I don't see another payable. That must be it. Okay, we don't have any travel. I put it on there almost every meeting, just in case we have someone. Okay, next item on the agenda is, if you didn't know, you'll know now that Tyne C has taken another position somewhere that's full-time. Tyne C took a position, a full-time position somewhere.
Who did?
Tyne C. Our reception. We have two open spots, reception and sergeant at arms. So we need to get a motion to advertise those positions, or we are going to be without a receptionist and a sergeant at arms come spring.
Have you, have the job descriptions been updated, or?
I think the last time it was updated, I updated it, it was probably a couple of years ago.
Can we make a motion to, for the second speaker to update and advertise?
Yeah.
Is that okay with the committee?
This is Shannon. I asked the WebEx when it was closed, and I just said not that one.
They're working on the WebEx right now.
No, not helpful.
Well, Shannon, this is, or, yes, this is the best we can do. This is Pawhuska. Internet goes up and down. It's windy out today. It's bad weather. It's electronic communication. I'm sorry. Right now you're on the phone, so let's not use our time that we have with you to squabble. Let's try to get some stuff done. We're talking right now about the receptionist and the sergeant at arm positions are both vacant. Is it the committee's desire to update job descriptions and posts so that we can get those positions filled before the spring session? Hello?
Well, I'm going to go back to saying that we ought to get our OMPR moved down with us. And I don't know for sure if we need a receptionist if we have OMPR in our building.
Well, what about the rest of the committee?
Right now, we don't have either one. We don't have OFPR here or a receptionist.
The receptionist job is always a part-time job that happens only during session, right?
Yes.
Right.
I mean, I don't mind. What happened to our other receptionist? She quit?
She took a full-time position somewhere.
Well, I'm fine with trying to find somebody part-time again. That's fine. But I still think we need to we are moved down.
Okay, so it's the committee's desire to post and advertise?
Where's OFPR going to be if they move over here?
I don't know. But we haven't established that.
I mean,
I thought we had it.
If they're on the fourth floor, it wouldn't be very good for reception.
Well, I don't know that we established that, because right now OFPR has one person, but OFPR should have three people. And I don't know that we have room next door for three OFPR staff and three of the congressional staff.
We don't even have our staff over there.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why we're talking about this. All I need to know is if this committee wants me to post an update, or update the job descriptions and post for part-time positions that are seasonal.
Okay, the other thing I would bring up is I don't think it's helpful to have the receptionist sitting upstairs. If she's supposed to receive, and she needs he or he to be somewhere where they can receive people. So you need to figure out where they're going to do.
Otto?
I make a motion to authorize a second speaker to update the job descriptions and to advertise for the positions of the receptionist and Sergeant Rom's position.
Motion on the floor, is there a second?
I'd like to discuss a little more for you.
Okay. Discussion. Go ahead, Congressman.
I don't understand why we would actually need a receptionist. If it was my business, I wouldn't hire somebody just to answer the phone. And I don't know why we ought to spend people's money on that. Just my opinion. What did we get out of the last?
Speaker.
Well, it's just during session, and it's really, really busy during session, so there really isn't the opportunity for the other staff members to be available to, like Shannon said, receive people or to answer the phones while we're in session, because it's so crazy for the two clerks and then, of course, the budget analyst.
So this would only be during session?
Yes. It's just to kind of pick up and like how Tynesy was doing the receptionist duties and kind of help out, do the extra things that the staff might need them to do, because it's really wild and busy during session. So this is just to pick up for the session.
Okay. I'll second it if you want to make the motion. Is it still on
it's
the floor?
It's already, yeah.
I'll second it.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is OFPR position. I think we
please enter your authorization code.
What's that mean? Hello, are you still there, Shim?
Yep.
Okay. We moved this from the last meeting to this meeting. So we need to talk about the OFPR position. It was Cuggy's. God, Shannon, I can't remember if you were on the last call for this one. It was Cuggy's desire to advertise for the director position. And I believe we left it. We left it for this meeting, and then so I can advertise for the OFPR director position along with sergeant at arms and receptionist, and I can talk with HR and get that started today.
I want to know what they're going to do, because like we said, there's now not three people, there's only going to be two. I was trying to find the OFPR report that I think they just sent to us. I'd like to hear from Eli as to what he's been doing since he's been passed over there.
Okay, hold on just a second. He's nearby.
I'm trying to find the report. We've got to send a report yesterday, right?
Yes.
What? I haven't had time to look at it, but I'm looking at it right now. What does it say?
Okay, Eli. Shannon wants to hear from you on what you've been working on with OFPR, because we have the OFPR position on our agenda, and we're going to advertise for two other positions. So if this committee feels the need, we may advertise for the director position, but she'd like to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. With regard to my activities with OFPR, after communicating with Donna and her the motion, it was to help out with the daily, I forgot the exact wording, but the daily process of actions over there. And through communication with Donna, there actually wasn't anything on a daily basis that I could be doing to help. The one thing that I have kind of taken over is the seat on the whistleblower hotline committee per Osage law. So that's currently all I'm doing with OFPR at this time.
Okay. Shannon, you have any questions?
Yeah. We need people to fill this position, and we task somebody, and there's nothing for them to do. So that concerns me.
Cuggy?
Well, they could be, and I guess should be, doing audits. So that, did they not use you because you're not qualified to do the audits, or I don't understand.
We have Donna here too. Donna, you want to come to the table?
I can transfer her to the conference phone if you would like to about that part of the fix, and I have sent her an invite on WebEx. So
she sent you a Shannon has sent you an invite on WebEx, Shannon.
Okay. Well, I'm reading the report that she submitted, and it says that there's one audit in progress, no audits not started in the fourth quarter. We're waiting for responses from home health and the fitness program. There's one audit, burial assistance. That audit was performed by a staff auditor. The report cannot be found. So, there you have it.
All right, well, what is, Donna, do you have anything you want to add?
The only thing I would say about Eli helping on a daily basis is the thing that you have to understand is when you start an audit, that lasts for months. It's not something you just do on a daily basis. It's not short term. It takes a while. It takes a lot of research, a lot of acquiring your documents and things that you have to look at, going to the departments and interviewing people. And I understand that Eli has a lot of responsibilities here. I told him he was welcome to look over the pay applications for the Tulsa Casino because there's so many of those. And I know he had a lot of financial things coming up and he couldn't do that at the time. He asked for policies and procedures on how to do an audit, and we don't really have any policies and procedures on how to do an audit. I told him, if you want to do one, I can walk you through the process and we can do that. But just know that it's a very long process. It's not a short, we can do this today thing.
Okay.
So the reason that you didn't use Eli wasn't that you don't have work for someone to do. It's just that it's hard to work him into the process.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what I understand.
Yes, that's right.
In other words, you got plenty of work to do down there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's, hold on just a second, Shannon, just a second. We have had OFP, okay, so in my opinion, we need to make a decision on this. This has been hanging by a thread since the summer, and we fixed it so that, second speaker was in charge of the staff and signing off on payables. And that's, that's fine short term for me to run up and sign off on payables and for Donna to tell me when she needs to be out of the office and me approve that on Paycom. But at this point, we're going into a whole nother season again. And I think this committee needs to make a decision, in my opinion. We're either going to do away with OFPR completely, or we're going to hire these positions and get them filled and get the work done to whatever level this body wants to see and some leadership, because we've had OFPR on our agenda since July. And we just keep moving it to the next agenda, to the next agenda. So what is this committee's desire?
Okay, can I ask some questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the report says no audits were started during the fourth quarter. Can I hear why that didn't happen?
Because we had three already in process that we were working on and trying to finish up. We couldn't take on anymore.
Okay, what does the plan say for how many were you supposed to start in the fourth quarter that didn't get started?
There is not a set number that we're going to start in any quarter. It just depends on when we get finished with the one that we're working on. And then we start on the next one. We don't have a set number for every quarter that we're going to do. because some of them require more time than others, depending on the department, how large it is, the funding they require, whether they have federal funding, tribal funding, just one of those, or what. It just depends on what all is involved.
Did you find the report on the burial assistance?
On the what?
On the burial assistance?
No.
No, she said no.
Okay, so to me, we have an employee that completed a report that we can't find. And what did she say when you asked her about it? She's still in the system. She works for, we know where she is.
Yes, I texted her and asked her if she had had time to look for that yet, and she said not yet.
Okay. And then it says that you're awaiting response from two departments. When are those responses due?
The 20th of this month. Because of December, the holidays, lots of people were out, and so we extended the time for them to give their responses.
So when were they due?
They're supposed to be within 10 days after they received the report.
And when did they get their letter?
I don't know. I would have to go back and look at my dates.
Well, I'm going to go back to again. I think that this has kind of been, this department has been loosely run by Congress. I'm not faulting them. I'm faulting us for years now. And we get these reports. We don't do anything with them. We know that the administration says, we point to you to tell us what you think is going wrong through our processes, through these OFPR reports, and yet once we get them, nothing happens. We don't do anything with them. So I still think we've got, before you go advertise for a job, we've got to come up with really what we want done with this, because to me, this is an example right now. The fourth quarter started in September, right?
No, it would have ended in September.
The fourth quarter ended in September. Okay. Oh. So nothing started in July?
I would have to go back and check out what the report you're referring to was the first quarter of 2018.
Okay. So you're saying nothing started since October 1, no new audit started.
Correct.
Okay. But letters have gone out now to start them in the second quarter.
No, not yet. I'm getting ready to send one out for the next audit.
Well, what about those ones that I just referred to?
So I'm waiting on those responses, but I can be working on other stuff while I'm waiting on those responses.
No, I understand, but are those are responses for audits to start, right?
I don't understand what she's asking.
Are you talking about engagement letters or engagement notifications, Shannon?
Do you guys have the report, the OPR report in front of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some do.
Okay, here's what it says. It says, this is the first quarter report. It says that they didn't start any new audits this quarter. And I'm assuming that means from September to December. One audit is in progress, the casino construction, and that's that day-to-day thing, as I understand, that they're auditing. It may involve something else more than that. Then it says they have any responses from management. Does that mean the audits have started or they're in progress?
That means we have finished our work and we're waiting for the responses from the managers or division leaders as to our findings.
Okay. So they got the extension until January 20th.
Correct.
And then there is one audit that was completed, the burial assistance, and that one says this analysis was performed by a staff auditor that is no longer here. The report cannot be found.
Right, all of our reports are kept on our U drive specific to OFPR, and it's not in the file, and so I contacted her about that.
And what audits are scheduled to start, like you sent out letters, what audits are scheduled to start this quarter now?
Since I've not sent out the engagement letters, I prefer not to say.
Okay. Maybe this needs, some of this needs to be discussed in executive session, but I don't think it's on the agenda.
It's not. Okay, Kogan.
What I'm hearing here is that OFPR has done audits, and they've reported to Congress, and Congress didn't do anything. Like we've talked about repeat findings. Well, that's not the fault of OFPR. It's the fault is that somebody didn't do something to correct those. And, you know, there are some things that happen in life that you can't blame on your wife. You have to accept responsibility for it yourself. And I think it's the problem here that I'm hearing is that Congress doesn't move on the reports they get. So we might need to be working on our own agenda rather than trying to blame OFPR. That's my take on it.
I'm happy to blame us, but that doesn't correct the problem that nobody seems to want to form a committee that's responsible for this, assign an existing committee responsibility, take responsibility on. I agree with you, Cuggy. Apparently, reports get done and nothing happens.
Okay. Okay, so you all have identified the problem. What's your solution? What you've identified the problem, what is it that you, Cuggy or Shannon want to propose for a solution?
Well, my solution is we need to work on our own house here, and but they need help to get the audits done, and then if we don't do something about it, it's not their fault.
But, Cuggy, I agree with you, but the bottom line is, like you just said, if we don't, if we're not doing anything with it, then we're just wasting the people's money. We're just employing people for the sake of employing them.
We have a CA meeting on the 25th of this month. Who, Shannon, are you going to be here?
Maybe. You know that the audit committee is the appropriations committee. So maybe the appropriations committee needs to be assigned some responsibility with regard to monitoring the report. Or things that are set aside for hearing the audit, we need to have someone following up with letters. And again, I'll say it like I say every single time. The only response we have to things that aren't getting done and money that's getting wasted and money that's getting, you know, worse is to say we're not going to appropriate money for that. And that's not happening.
Well, we can add this to the next agenda item and go to executive session if that is the desire of this committee. First, Speaker Pratt has something to say.
So, I agree with so much that's been said. This has gone on forever, and it is so I think we need to get to the point where, and CA committee changes a lot, so I think we need to try another one of those little subcommittees, or just task a couple of people to take even the whole last year of OFPR reports. And because I agree, I think that they could be more detailed. There could be lots of changes. I've talked to Donna about it. I mean, if we have a greater expectation, then we need to say what that is. And then what we would do with it as Congress members and incorporate that into the greater expectation that we would notify them. And so, yeah, I think they could be beefed up and more detailed because they're pretty kind of vague. But that's been for a while now. So I think that Congress members need to have some sort of subcommittee to take that on and get it done. Because if we do this every time and just bring it up, like Congresswoman Goodfox said, we put it on the agenda, but it goes nowhere. There needs to be people specifically tasked to get down and do the work of beefing up these reports. So I'd be happy to be on that committee if someone wants to jump on with me and specifically task people to get that done and then let CA come back and discuss it. But just opening it up every time to CA discussion is this is how far we get every time.
Peggy.
I'll get on that committee, and if we're going to blame OFPR, I mean, appropriations. Maybe we could get somebody from appropriations on that committee.
Well, Shannon, why don't you, Shannon, do you want to be on that committee, that subcommittee?
Well, I'm going to go back. Remember I said the last two meetings that there is a redraft of the OFPR law in place, and I've got it, and I'm happy. I keep asking people to provide input to me, and I'll pass it out again. Yes, I'm happy. I'm trying to get something accomplished through the law so that we have better guidelines in place, but I've got to get input.
Well, send it out then. Send it out because no one here has it, and no one remembers you say, so send it out again today.
Well, is there going to be a motion for a subcommittee?
What was that?
Do y'all want to make a motion to start the subcommittee and give yourself
to approve the subcommittee of Angela, Cuggy, and Shannon.
For the purposes of
redrafting OFPR law and establishing policies and procedures for the OFPR.
Is there a second?
Well, are we?
Wait, back up. Okay, wait, was there a second?
No, there's no second.
Okay.
Can
I get some clarification on that motion? There's not a second. But drafting policies and procedures, or specifically the quarterly reports, because she said they don't even have policies or procedures on how they perform audits. So are you actually saying we'll do that as well?
Yes, that's my point. There's no policies and procedures.
We have policies and procedures.
They have policies and procedures, but not on how to perform an audit. Like, if you wanted to bring in somebody off the street and say, here's how we do an audit. Okay. So they have policies and procedures within their office. Are you talking about specifically for an audit?
I'm talking about the entire policies and procedures. Did Congress approve those policies and procedures?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure. Yes. Yes. Okay. How about review their policies and procedures? And then review, because I don't know that we have to write them, but review the quarterly reports.
Well, who's going to write them if we don't?
Well, I'm saying if they didn't exist, we would have to. But she said their policies and procedures exist, but there isn't a specific policy on how they perform their audits.
Okay.
So they do exist, which would mean we review.
Revise.
All right.
Well, I'm going to go back to the what I heard out of Cuggy and Shannon 15 minutes ago, and that's that the issue isn't lying with OFPR per se. It's what we do with everything once that we get the reports in hand. So I would think that this subcommittee would be addressing that.
Right, I agree that we would assess, I mean, that would be
full circle. But I didn't hear that in that motion.
Well, because I'm intending that the law is going to cover that.
Okay.
In the law, and then it's hard to establish what exactly to do with it until we revise.
I'll second it.
Otto said he seconds. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Whatever, I'm not on the committee.
Yes.
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 Motion carries. All right, so 2 weeks from now, will you all have met at least once or twice? And we can get at least once, because we meet on the 25th at 10 o'clock. And if that subcommittee can meet at least once between now and then, we'll put you on the agenda to hear from you.
Hold on. 25th. Mm-hmm. What's today?
Today's the 10th.
Today's the 10th. Oh, today's 11th. The 11th.
Sorry.
Hi.
1, 2, 3. Yes.
Okay.
We don't know when, but somewhere in there.
Okay.
Send me your availability.
All right. So for right now, I'm not going to post the positions for OFPR. We'll wait to hear from the subcommittee. The next item on the agenda is online code. Shannon, you have the floor.
Thank you. You remember that we have been looking into an online code for a number of months.
Thanks, Donna.
Approximately a month ago, maybe 3 weeks now, I sent out an email that told everybody where they could go online and look at that interactive code.
Yes.
I looked at it. It seems to work pretty well. If other people have comments about it, this is a good time to express them. Or reservations. Otherwise, I think we should go ahead and try it.
I went online and clicked on everything. And the only thing that my concern wasn't from a technical standpoint. I thought it was user friendly, but how do you envision that we are going to set it up for, like, our laws are ONCA, blah, blah, blah. Theirs are slightly different than ours. I can't remember where they, like, didn't say ordinance, but it said, like, let me go to the side. I can't remember, but our setup is how we name our laws are different. Trey? Oh, yeah, and I sent that link, or I sent an email to Trey, Shanna, Dana, and Eli to have them play around on it and see what their comments were, too, because they're it's so heavily involved in looking up laws for their jobs.
So I went to the website that was referenced in that email, and it is much easier to use than what we have currently. You can actually do a word search that'll take you to specific statutes, which is what we're looking for. And you can actually find the statutes. I mean, sometimes ours just disappear for no reason on the website. So for that reason alone, it is much more user-friendly.
Yeah.
The one thing that I brought up last time we discussed this, going online, you know, 2 years ago or whatever it was, one thing we have to be aware of is that once we put them online, we have to have a discussion with West Publishing, because they have the rights to our table of contents, you know, the title names. They're the ones that created that, and so we may have to pay a licensing fee if we put those online. I put an inquiry into them last time this was discussed, like I said, a couple of years ago, to their attorney. His name's Alex Medrano, and he never got back to me on the issue. And we ended up moving ahead and going ahead and publishing with West at that time, so I didn't press the issue. But I will need to inquire, or at least this body needs to be aware. At some point, we'll have to do one of two things. We'll have to either pay that licensing fee, get a waiver from West, or we would have to renumber our table of contents, or, you know, just use different.
Shannon, did you hear all that?
Some of it.
Okay, well.
But I do like the online code.
Long story short, Trey likes the online. He thinks it's user-friendly. West's publishing lawyer didn't get back with him the last time 2 years ago, but we may have to pay a fee.
Right. If it's on our own website, okay. I think we can get a waiver from them. As long as we're not putting it out there through another entity like LexisNexis or something like that, I think that we can get a waiver.
Okay.
But I have to verify.
He thinks that we can get a waiver. He'll verify, but he likes the online link that we sent them to, that she sent them to.
Right, so let's just move forward and let him get that waiver and let's start entering into negotiations to get the contract done and get it online.
Okay.
Nobody has any real objection.
How much are you going to
call? The objection being it wasn't friendly enough.
Last time we met, we had a little bit of a quote, but that included the actual publishing of our laws. For them to actually rewrite everything. We have everything electronically now. We could just turn over to them. So it's just should be a matter of them doing some editing and then putting it in their format, whatever their electronic format is, so that all those keywords match up. We probably should get a direct quote this time again for exactly what we want, so I can start having that conversation, and then once we know, we can find out if we have the money in the budget or not. But I can get that quote. I should be able to get that quote pretty quickly.
Okay, so the question, Kogi's question was, how much is it going to cost? Trey's going to work on that, so I guess we will move.
As I recall, it was fairly reasonable, though.
I thought we already knew how much it was going to cost.
He did Maria. He did say that we did get a quote from them before, but it was more extensive than just actually using the online service. So he's going to get a quote for just using the online service. Is that a correct understanding,
right,
Mr. Gill?
It's been a year and a half since that quote came in, so we need to get an updated one just to make sure prices haven't changed.
And it's been a year and a half. We need a new quote.
I understand, but let's...
Let me...
Kogi wants to know how much it was before.
For the dollar and a half, I wouldn't worry about it. It might be more than that.
It probably is more than that, but we have complaints on the fact that right now no one can find our laws, and that includes from constituents that are looking for them. Our laws are difficult to find, even for those of us that think we know what we're doing when we're looking around.
You know, some tribes have their code, their codification is in their AG's office. You know, I know that we've always done our own, but...
No. We haven't always done our own. We assigned it to
Special
Branch to do it, and they
do
it.
3 o'clock,
what?
Wisdom at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right, Trey's going back to look.
What am I doing? Coffee.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, correction. And initially, we appropriated funds to the judicial branch to get the code codified. It didn't get done. We took it back because of that and then went through the codification. Now, the code is online and the complaints came to us. We're the branch that appropriates the money. I'm quite sure we appropriated money to do it. The money is in the budget. It's just a matter of getting the contract signed and getting it online. So if after we get this done, we want to task it out to somebody else, that might be fine. But this is another thing that's been sitting around now for almost a year. What'd you say, a year and a half?
Year and a half.
We gotta learn how to make decisions and move.
Chairwoman. And I understand that, and I'm glad that we're moving forward with it. I just put my observation out there on the table. I wasn't suggesting we change our method.
Oh,
yes,
there's lots of observations to be had.
Well, while Trey is working on finding what the old quote was, which we still have to have a new one, do you want to make a motion to move us forward with this online code and have Trey start negotiations and get a quote? So we'll put it on the next agenda and then we can finalize it all?
Yes. Can we ask the budget analyst to go and see what amount of money was put in the budget for this?
I'm sorry, say that again. $26,200.
Move to authorize the second speaker to enter to a contract with Code Publishing. Is that the name of the contract, the contractor? For online code.
What was that?
Publication, not to exceed $26,000.
Whoa.
Say it, hold on.
Repeat
it.
Slowly.
Move to authorize the second speaker.
She's gonna have to change her voice.
To enter into a contract.
Okay, we did get an updated proposal last October.
Hold on.
When this came up last summer.
Hold on, we did get another top loud tray.
We did get an updated proposal when this came up last summer, it looks like, and this one's dated from October of this last year. So to do the initial setup and supplement, it looks like not to exceed $5,000. There is a annual hosting fee of $40, and then there's several fees that are annual and some that are set up. I'd have to add them up, but let's see here, 250. We're gonna pay $15 per extra ordinance that gets added. We're gonna pay $15 per month for code tracking. We're gonna pay $20.95 per page for editorial on updates. Any graphics are $15 per page. Printing and shipping, if they do any kind of printing for us, it'll be 10 cents per impression. That's about what we pay with West. And then there's several things that are included at no charge. So the way I'm reading this, I'm looking at maybe under $1,000 a year, and then we pay by ordinance on every time they update it. And we pay by the month for tracking. Their estimate of work for this was $3,300, but not to exceed $5,000. Initial cost.
Say that again?
$3,300, not to exceed $5,000. For the initial cost, and then there's annual and monthly fees that are recurring.
All right, then in continuing my motion, is the name of the company is Code Publishers, right?
Code, let me make sure here. Code Publishing Company.
Okay, to enter into a contract with Code Publishing Company for publication of the Osage Nation Code, not to exceed $10,000 of that, even though we have $26,000
budgeted.
I mean, that's it. $10,000.
But you
need to come back.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Trey, we'll.
I will get that in the works.
Okay. We're going to add that to the next agenda just to see what the follow-up is.
Okay.
And add the OFPR discussion to the next agenda to hear from the subcommittee.
But nothing stops you from getting that done before the next meeting because we just authorized it.
Yeah, correct. But you'll want an update.
Okay. But I'm waiting on you guys to tell me to do it again.
No, we'll provide an update. That was a good motion to execute.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next item on the agenda is executive session for personnel matters.
There's going to be executive session for the personnel matters.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to enter executive session.
Okay.